so much. And one day I came to the beach and said, "Hi guys," you know, saw the regulars. I said, "Where's Rich?" They said, "Haven't you heard? He killed himself." I went, "What? Not Rich?" It turned out Rich was gay and he was having an affair with his English teacher, and somebody had found out. What a waste. What a crazy, crazy waste. I feel sad and enraged whenever I think of that. Restimulating feelings. Maybe that's why E.E. Cummings wrote, "To be yourself in a world which does its best to make you someone else means fighting the hardest battle any human being can fight and never stop fighting." Some of us have concerns about whether we're male enough or female enough. The exaggerated male-female thing is best characterized by Japan maybe 20 years ago, where the women walked like this, little mincing steps, you recall? The geishas, they were all service, and they'd go, tee-hee-hee-hee, you know, when they laughed, covered their mouth, and the ultimate little girl femininity. That was supposed to be the ultimate feminine. Whereas in our culture, the ultimate feminine is what? No waist, this voluptuous, you know, that's supposed to be the ultimate feminine, and soft and vulnerable. It's this exaggeration. Of course, the guys in Japan, they were the macho samurai. Yosh! You know, these kind of things. Drinking sake every night. And it was exaggerated. So many people want to be exaggerated. They picture John Wayne as the ultimate male. And somebody else, I don't know who, is the ultimate female. It's crazy. And it's part of our society. If you have any doubts whether you're male or female, look in your pants. If you need a reminder, that's going to give you a good hint. And the rest is up for grabs, so to speak. Point is, there's no one way for men to act. There's no one way for females to act. You're a man if you're a man. You're a woman if you're a woman. If you're a gay man, you're still a man. If you're a gay woman, you're still a woman. We are who we are, and the rest, you can act any way you want. There's a huge range. So I think we need to just look at deeper issues. You know, the things we have in common with people. We want to be appreciated and loved and cared for, and we want to care about other people. We want to do meaningful work. Those things seem more important than getting wrapped up in all this sexual stuff. It's a small point. If somebody ever comes out and says, "I'm gay," it may be important for them to just acknowledge it, what they had hidden. A secret might have been shameful. But I go, "Oh, that's nice. Now, how you doing?" You know, I mean, it's not a big deal. Gay isn't beautiful. It's not ugly. It's no different from anybody else. It's just what it is. On the other hand, this war between the sexes, between men and women, is a reflection of the war between our inner male and female. And that's not new. Carl Jung talked about the animus and the anima. Every male has an anima, a female side, whether it's that side that's tender, nourishing, receptive, classically associated with females. And every female has a male side, classically associated with males, the kind of the inner warrior, tough, committed, you know, strong. And part of our growth and evolution is to become more androgynous in the sense that males take on the qualities of females and they're more balanced. They're whole human beings. And females take on those qualities of males as well as their own female qualities. So they become strong and forthright. That's starting to happen, but it causes some turmoil and imbalance. Because some men don't feel masculine enough. If the woman in their life is also very strong and forthright and refuses to ask for directions. The point is, many men are insecure about that, knowing their wife could beat them up. What do they got? What do we got left, guys? We already think the women are smarter, right? We have to stop this thing of, this is male territory, this is female territory, and start having separate but private cultures, separate but interactive cultures. I believe there should be clubs that only allow women, and there should also be clubs that only allow men. And then when they want to, they can go to a co-ed club and come together. I think we're evolving toward that. It's gone backwards, swung back and forth, a pendulum. So this issue of male and female, this war inside of us, men who don't like women reject the female part of themselves. They're afraid of it. Women who resent men reject the male part of themselves. That's not a strict formula, but it's a tendency. Once we embrace that and we become whole, we've got no more war or problems with the opposite gender. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus was said to have stated, "When you make the two one, and when you make the outside like the inside, and above like below, when you make the male and the female as one, then you will enter the kingdom of God." That's what he was talking about, taking on all the aspects, male and female, in each one of us. I can be tender, receptive, soft, sensitive, a sensitive New Age guy. But I can also be pretty tough. Women are the same way. They can be soft, sensitive, but they can also be pretty tough and very strong. How many men have given birth, huh? But some women think becoming balanced and equal is being acting like a man traditionally. So they become only tough and they lose their sensitive, nourishing side sometimes. Someone once said, "If a woman wants to act like a man, why can't she act like a nice man?" Sexuality can be applied in terms of Tantra yoga, but it doesn't have to be formally a spiritual discipline. Any truly intimate, loving, open, ecstatic sexual union